I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. What does Game of Thrones have to do with Iran's sanctions? The connection is Donald Trump. Let me explain. Earlier this month, as the U.S. was about to reimpose sanctions on Iran, President Trump posted a meme on Twitter. It showed him looking defiant, emerging from a cloud of smoke with a caption saying, "Sanctions are coming." That's a ripoff, of course, of "Winter is coming." Well, the sanctions have come. They're going to have a real impact on Iranians. And as the world's Shirin Jafari reports, some American businesses will also feel the pain.
When Iran and a group of world powers hashed out the Iran nuclear deal in 2015, Abdulrazak Kamyab was one happy man.
As a matter of fact, it helped my business.
Kamyab owns Imex Golf, a small exporting company in Plano, Texas, that specializes in food and supplements for livestock. He buys American supplements and ships them to Iran.
So I could help both U.S. economy and, at the same time, Iranian producers.
Before 2015, Iran was under U.S. sanctions. That meant trade between the two countries were limited. Kamyab had to get special permits to ship his products to Iran. But the nuclear deal created an opening, a rare chance for American businesses to sell to Iranians and for Iranians to buy American products. All of a sudden, Kamyab didn't have to jump through as many hoops.
I didn't need to renew my license required by the Department of Treasury if I wanted to export agricultural products to Iran.
There were also more shipping companies willing to go to Iran, he says. So he had more options.
The price of shipping went down.
Ruzbeh Ali Abadi, a business consultant in New York, says after the deal, he saw a spike in American companies looking to invest in Iran.
The real outcome from the nuclear deal was many companies wanted to actually capture this big market, this 80 million market.
A market of 80 million people, mostly cut off from Western products for more than three decades.
Solar panel companies, clean energy companies, water purification companies.
His advice?
Go to Iran, take baby steps. It will take time, but it is a good market for you.
The biggest business deal of all was the one signed by Boeing, says Dina Esfandiari. She's a fellow at the Century Foundation and at Harvard University.
It was a massive deal. They were, along with Airbus, going to supply the main Iranian carrier, Iran Air, with a whole new fleet of planes, which of course was much needed in Iran. So this was very, very significant.
The order was for 110 aircraft, with the possibility of 30 more in the long run. The price tag, an estimated $16.6 billion. Boeing predicted the order would create 100,000 new jobs in the U.S. General Electric jumped in too. It announced a $150 million deal for oil and natural gas equipment. And then...
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Yeah! When Trump took office, everything went backward.
Kamyab, the business owner in Texas, says when President Trump walked away from the Iran deal, things began to fall apart for his business. The U.S. reimposed its sanctions on Iran earlier this month. And the sanctions specifically target the Iranian banking and shipping sector.
When the shipping company don't go there because of the sanctions, and the money cannot be transferred to the United States, how can I do business, or how can anyone do business?
So for now, Kamyab has stopped all shipping to Iran.
What happened is actually every business's nightmare scenario.
Dina Esfandiari of the Century Foundation again.
Because if you tell a business, okay, you're fine to go on, there's no risk now to go deal with Iran, and then, you know, a couple years later you tell them, okay, wait, now you can't do any business with Iran anymore, then that's exactly what businesses try to avoid.
And that's why Boeing and GE quickly ended their contracts. The Trump administration says the point of these sanctions is to punish the Iranian government. But Kamyab, the business owner in Texas, says they're actually punishing him.
My business is related to animal production. I don't believe stopping me from working is going to have effect on Iranian government behavior.
And he doesn't think the sanctions will hurt government officials.
They always find a way to have their best items on their table for lunch and dinner and breakfast. Look at them. You don't see any of them to be thin.
The ones who suffer the most, he says, are the Iranian people. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.